Who are the two witnesses? There is much debate as to who the two witnesses are. Some say that it's Enoch and Moses, others Moses and Elijah, and some say that there are modern-day prophets that will come, and still others say that it's Enoch and Elijah. But we're going to go through a journey through Scripture to discover exactly who the two witnesses are. We are going to begin with a direct reference to the two witnesses, which can be found in Revelation chapter 11. We're going to begin at the first verse. I will be reading from the King James Version Bible. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple, leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread under foot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees, and the two candlesticks, standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeded out of their mouth, and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut up heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street, that great city, which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people, and the kindreds, and tongues, and nations, shall see their bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one unto another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up into a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Now, Revelation requires some insight and also understanding of God, because it's so different, or it appears to be so different than the rest of the books of the Bible, that it can be very difficult to understand, because there's a lot of different symbols in there, and you kind of need a little bit of revelation. So what I, when I began reading the book, I saw, a pattern at the beginning of Revelation chapter 1. I was reading, and in verse 8 I saw, the Lord says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Again in verse 11 it says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Again, the Lord says, I am the first and the last. In verse 17, I am he that liveth, was that was dead, and behold, I am alive. And several times before we even start the book, or at the very beginning of the book of Revelation, we see that pattern where the Lord is the beginning and the end. And I prayed, I was like, Lord, why do you keep telling me this? Like, why do you keep repeating yourself verse after verse that you are the first and last? And he showed me that the Lord is the same. He's always the same from the beginning to the end. He does not change. And so what he's saying, to understand this book, you have to understand that the Lord is constant. He is the past, the present, and the future. And if He's constant, to understand the future, you can go back and look at the past. And that's a little bit of a key that was given at the beginning of Revelation, so you can understand that the book is not an island by itself, but is throughout Scripture. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to identify some of those scriptures which are in both the New Testament as well as the Old Testament to understand and identify who the two witnesses are. Okay, let's take a closer look at chapter 11 in Revelation. We would like to pick out some of the key components of this scripture so we can find the corresponding precepts in the Old Testament and the Gospels. So we see that the Lord says that He will give power unto His two witnesses. Okay, if He's going to give power, we can assume that they don't always have power, but it will be given to them by the Lord Most High. And it goes on to say that they're going to prophesy for a set time frame, which is 260 days, and that they're going to be clothed in sackcloth. Sackcloth can be a physical thing, like a burlap, or it could also mean mourning or sadness. Okay? They are also described as two olive trees and two candlesticks. Okay? So two olive trees, two candlesticks, and they stand before the God of the earth. Furthermore, it goes on to say the types of powers that they have. If any man tries to hurt them, they'll be able to have fire come out of their mouth. We know in the Bible that fire is also the word of the Lord. And they'll have power to shut up heaven. They'll have power to turn water into blood. And they will be able to ascend into heaven. So those are some of the things that we're going to be looking at in the scriptures to get more revelation. Okay, you can turn to Zechariah chapter 4, and we're going to look at, starting with verse 1 in chapter 4, similar scripture to try to understand what these symbols mean. So we saw the two olive trees, and we also saw the two lampstands in Revelation, and we see them again in Zechariah, which is in the Old Testament. So let's read the scripture and see if we can determine anything else. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me, as a man that is wakened out of his sleep. And he said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick, all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes unto the seven lamps, which are upon top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered, and I spake unto the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? And the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, as a side note, means seed of Babylon, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, who art thou, O great mountain. Mountain is normally symbolized as a kingdom, or a kingdom is normally symbolized by a mountain, okay? Before Zerubbabel, doubt shall become a plain. And he shall bring forth a headstone thereof with shoutings, cryings, grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, his hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel, which with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Then I answered and I said unto him, what are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again and said unto him, what be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered unto me, and he said, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my lord. Then he said, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Okay, so with the scripture right here, we have seen a direct mirroring of the Revelation scripture, Revelation 11, and Zechariah, which is the Old Testament. So what that's doing is showing you that when the Lord says, I am the past, the present, and the future, that revelation of the symbols and the meaning of revelation will be found throughout scripture. Now let's take a short journey back to Revelation chapter 1. And let's see how the Lord defines his symbols. So, chapter 1 and verse 20, we see the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Okay, in Revelation, the Lord goes on to identify the seven churches. Church means a group of people. And it's not a building, but more so like a group of people that have similar characteristics. Okay, so the seven churches identified in the book of Revelation, which are in Asia, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Okay. So we have identified the seven candlesticks as churches. So the next thing we need to identify are the olive trees. So let's try to find out what an olive tree is. If we turn to Jeremiah chapter 11, we will see a direct reference to what the Most High says that an olive tree is, or something that he's likened to an olive tree directly. So you could turn with me to, let's say, Jeremiah 11, verse 10. Let's do verse 9. And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words, and they went after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I have made with their fathers. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape. And though they shall cry unto me, I will not hearken unto them. Then shall the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem go and cry unto the other gods, unto whom they offer increase or incense. But they shall not save them at all in the time of their trouble. For according to the number of thy cities were their gods, O Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, ye have set up altars to them, to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense unto Baal. Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up a cry or prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time of their cry unto me for their trouble. What hath my beloved to do in my house, seeing that she hath wrought lewdness with many, and the holy flesh is passed from thee? When thou dost evil, then thou rejoicest. The Lord called thy name a green olive tree, fair and of goodly fruit. With the noise of a great tumult, he hath kindled fire upon it, and the branches of it are broken. Okay, here we see that the olive tree is the house of Judah and the house of Israel. So basically, all of Israel, including Judah, is the olive tree. Okay? So we have the candlestick, which is the church. And then we have the olive tree, which is Israel. They are the two witnesses, the church and the house of Israel. But there's more to this story, and let's look into that. We established that the church as the candlestick, and Israel and Judah collectively as the olive tree fit the description given of the candlestick and the olive tree. But does the entire church, and does all of Israel fit the description of these two witnesses, or is it just a segment or two people that are both in the church and or of the house of Israel? So let's look at it a little bit closer. And let's go back to chapter 11 of Revelation. So these two candlesticks and these, the Lord constantly says, you know, these are two anointed ones that stand beside the Lord of the earth. He says that both in Zechariah and again in Revelation. These two have specific powers. So is the entire church going to receive power, or only these two individuals, or how does that work? And then it says that their body is going to lie in the street, and they're not going to be in graves. So the church is large, all believers, all part of the church. So is everybody going to lie in the street and be raised? So those are the kind of questions that lead us to believe that all of the church, and maybe all of Israel, cannot be considered two witnesses. Okay? Although they must fit that criteria, whatever the two witnesses are must fit that criteria.